Exercise 2, page 27. Speaker 1.
Training for the Olympics as a swimmer has been an incredible journey, but it has also been quite challenging in a number of different ways. Personally, what I find most difficult is maintaining a balance in training. On the one hand, I want to keep pushing my limits and improving my performance. But on the other hand, I have to be careful not to train too hard, as I could do damage to my muscles and end up missing the games altogether. Fortunately, my coach has helped me to plan my training, so that is unlikely to happen.
Speaker 2.
I compete in track and field, and my preferred event is the 100 meter sprint. It's one of the most watched events in all the Olympic Games, and that can be stressful to think about. People want to see the best of the best in that event, and at times I get worried that I won't be able to perform at the level that spectators expect. That's why I've started doing meditation as part of my preparation for the Games. It helps me to stay calm and focused on achieving my goals, rather than worrying about what people might think or say about my performance.
Speaker 3.
Being part of the Olympic gymnastics team is a dream come true, but the demands are extremely high. In order to make it to the Games, you need to put your sport before almost everything else in your life. I'm in my early 20s, and a lot of my friends are spending their time going to festivals, traveling abroad, and trying new activities. I don't get much opportunity to do those kinds of things because I am constantly training to be the best at my sport. Don't get me wrong, my sport is my passion and I love it. But occasionally, I wish I was an ordinary 20-something instead of an Olympic athlete.
Speaker 4.
I'm training to compete in the Olympic Games as an artistic swimmer. It's exciting to know that I will get to perform and show my skills in front of the world, but preparing for the Games is a lot of work. The main difficulty for me is coming up with the right routines. The judges at the Games have watched thousands of swimmers perform, so to win gold, it's not enough to be a great athlete. You need to show them something totally unique. Thankfully, my coaches and I have come up with something very special for this year's Games, but finding the inspiration for it was tough at times.
Speaker 5.
It's incredible to be going to the Olympics, but the road to the Games is a tough one in many ways. As a road cyclist, I have to be prepared for a 250-kilometer race against some of the best athletes in the world. That requires incredible fitness, as you can probably guess. But what people don't think about is the mental aspect. I have to cycle thousands of kilometers in the months before the Games, often by myself. And exhaustion and boredom can make it difficult to stay enthusiastic about my training. You have to stay determined, though, because it's all worth it when you achieve your dream of competing in the greatest sporting event on the planet.